So I think every, I would say every city, every state has their certain press organizations that are, that have historically been considered more liberal and others have been conservative. For instance, the Daily News has always been seen as more tabloid, but also I would say a little bit more conservative than other news outlets. But each city, I would say, has like two main media platforms or newspapers that have that tend to lean towards each side, and either it may not necessarily promote a certain candidate, but they'll speak about this candidate a lot more than the other candidate. So even though that's not necessarily an endorsement, it may be you're still giving more attention to one candidate as opposed to another candidate. So that can also be kind of seen as some bias. But yeah, you have like the New York Post, USA Today, the Washington Post, the Washington Journal, Slate, which isn't, I don't think they have a physical copy, but it's just an online political website, the New Yorker. And then some of the cities that specifically have like major media outlets are like Los Angeles Times. I know that's a very big one. Think of the Boston Globe, that's a big one. But yeah, the media is just, I don't know, it's all ran by money. So whoever, that kind of curtails what necessarily is being published. And then you also have to think about, just because people may submit a piece to a media platform, it may not necessarily be published and it may not necessarily be edited the way that they want it to be published. So